Gemara says, "Tainis dav chavava mitbeis machlokes tanoim." If there's a sias kapayim and mincha of a tainis, Gemara brings over here. Rav Meir says that shachris umusav mincha nila kulam yechbaim nesias kapayim. The Gemara explains, Rav Meir holds, Kol yama taima mai lo parsi kani yodai b'minchosa, shim shichrus. The reason that the kanim don't duchim by mincha is because of shichrus. So idne like a shichrus. And the time is, there's no shichrus, so the kanim are no se kampayim by mincha. Rav Yehuda holds, that even on a tainis, since kol yom is shchichus shichrus, so they don't even on mincha of a tainis, they also don't duchen. When they make a gzera mincha up to other days, mincha of a tainis up to mincha of other days. Since mincha of regular days, the kanim don't duchen because of the chash of shichrus. We're afraid that maybe they, in the middle of the meal, they drank wine and they became drunk. And the din that a shika is also to be noshe kapayim. Because of that, in mincha you don't, they're not noshe kapayim, even mincha of a tainis. Rabbi Yossi saw what the Gemara says further, a mincha di say b'chol yom gozer bar abona, but neila the lesser b'chol yom lo gozer bar abona. The gzera to not be nosei kapayim they only made in mincha. Why? Because it's isay b'chol yom, so they made a gzera mincha of a tainis auto mincha of a regular day. And since you don't do it on mincha of regular days, you also don't do it on mincha of a tainis. But in the yilud lesser b'chol yom, it's a special tefillah that you don't have it every day. The logozu barabbanan. The din is that they are olah leduchen by the yilud. Then the Gemara says that nowadays in minchas of the tainisa, the kohenim are nosei kapayim. Why is that? Because it's some of Lishkias Achama called Parsi Kitfilas Neil Adamim. We dive in Mincha and a tiny some of Lishkias Achama. They don't dive in Mincha Gedola like they used to every day, as the Rashi says. Ain't an Ochim La Besa Knesses Mishay Shos and Mechtol Malach Moshe Yoshim Losin Ayom. Kitfilas Nisar Hazadina of Stilas Neil, the Mincha of a tiny is different than the mincha of every day, because in the mincha of a tainis they used to daven later in the day. So he says, this tefillah, which is at the end of the day, has a din of tefillahs neila. So Rashi says, because a mincha like this, minchosa kiho, lesser b'chol yom. We don't have such a mincha every day, and that's why there's no reason to make a gzeira on it. Mincha of Mincha v'tainis, which you daven somach l'shkiyas acham. Tosha says a kasha over here. The Gemara says, it comes out from this Gemara, but everybody does all that in a regular day, the reason there's no nesias kapayim by mincha is because of shichrus, because we're afraid that people drank. And Tosha says, the Gemara says in Shabbos, to be mincha lo shaycha shichrus. People don't drink by mincha. We're not afraid that they drank in that time of day. Tosha's answer is that the Gemara in Shabbos means compared to Maariv, to the night, so it's not Shchiach Shichrus. For Gabi Arvi is Shichrus, the Mincha Lav Klum, the Yosef Shchiach Shichrus Ba'arvi is Mebe Mincha. Over there we're talking about what's the difference between Mincha and Maariv. By Maariv If somebody started a meal, he has to stop in the middle of the meal to daven Maariv. By Mincha, he doesn't have to stop in Mischiro and Mafsik. He says because there's more chash of shichus by Mincha more than by Maariv. But Lalom Tezis, by Mincha, Shach Shichus, Lagabi Shachus, and Musaf. Come to that, what's Tezis talking about over here? Where's it Shchir Shichus? Is it Shchir Shichus by Mincha? Is it common that people should drink in the time of Mincha in the middle of the day or not? That Tezis says it depends what we're talking about. More than Shachus and Musaf, there is it. We are afraid that a person drank, but more than, but when it comes to comparing it to Maariv, to say, do you have to stop in the middle of the meal? So now we say, by Mincha, you don't have to stop in the middle of the meal. And by Maariv, you do, because in Maariv, there's more chash. We're more afraid that a person drank so much that he won't be able to daven. So because of that, he has to stop in the middle of the meal. And by Mincha, we're not afraid. Tashas in Shabbos says a different terrors on this kasha. Tashas asks the same kasha. That it says, Lo Shchiach Shichrus by Mincha, and Tosfos answers that our Gemara is different than the Gemara in Shabbos, because our Gemara is talking about Nesius Kapayim. The awesome Lo'inyan Nesius Kapayim shine, it's different. The Filo Lo Shas El Revis is also Elisa's Kapav. It's enough to drink one Revis, one glass of wine. Even if it didn't do anything to him, he doesn't feel that it did anything to him, still, it's forbidden to be Nosei Kapayim. And that amount is Shchiach. And that's why they made a Gzera not to be Nosei Kapayim by Mincha. But when it comes to Tefillah, which over there, Revis, is not enough to Aser, it has to be that he gets confused. He's not Yochel Adaber Lefnei HaMelech. There's a Gemara in the Erevin. So that we say that amount, we're not afraid that a person drank so much by Minche, and that's why the din is in Mischilu and Mafsik. And if he started to make, he doesn't have to stop. Comes out. There's two separate truths. There's a Teretz of Tosfos in Shabbos and a Teretz of Tosfos Vayos in time. Tosfos in Shabbos says because it's enough for a Reviz, and that's why that amount we are afraid of is Shchiach. Tosfos in Taini says, and that's but more than that, the amount that you have to drink for Tefillah is not Shchiach. And Tosfos is Loshen by us is different. Lo'olam b'mincha shaych shichrus l'gabi shachris and musaf. Tosfos doesn't make a chilik by us between the Nesius Kapayim and Tefillah. It just makes a chilik between the shichrus of Mincha compared to what we're talking about. And it could be that the two Tosfos in are talking about two separate things. The Tosfos in Shabbos is talking about the din of being gozer, not to be nosek kapayim. What does it say by us? In our sugya in Tainis, it doesn't talk about are you allowed to eat a meal or allowed to drink before Nesius Kapayim. They make exer all the time not to be Nosei Kapayim by Mincha because of Shichrus. So it could be that the Kasha of Tosfos over there is so why? So they were Mevatel the mitzvah of Nesius Kapayim by Mincha because of Shichrus. And what about the Tefillah itself? So you should have said that you shouldn't have Mincha at all. Just like you don't do the Nosei Kapayim and also don't have a Mincha because of the Chash of Shichrus. Maybe a person drank. That, the Teretz is pushed that you don't have, there's no reason to be Mevat altogether the Tefillah of Mincha because of Shichrus, because it's not Shchiach to drink so much. To Aser a person to daven Mincha, we're not worried that he davened, that he drank so much. But the amount that Aser is a person to be Nosei Kapayim, that we are afraid that he drank that amount. That's why they're Mevatel, Lugamri, they're Mevatel, the Mitzvah, and the Nesius Kapayim by Mincha because of that. That's the Pshat, that's what Tosfos and Shabbos is talking about. Tosfos Be'ez is not talking about that, he's just talking about the Lashon Shchiach and not Shchiach. Here it says a word, If you're talking about just the Lashon HaGemara alone, so it's still shver. The Gemara here says, Nincha Dechol Yom Shchiach Bo Shachrish, Shichrus. And the Gemara in Shabbos says, Lo Shchiach Shichrus. Why does it say here Shchiach and here not Shchiach? And that tells us in Tiny, is answering, Shchichrus is a different kind of Shchichrus. Compared, there's a difference between if you compare to Shacharis and Moshe, or if you compare to Mara. Could be, you could go further and say, that Tarshish perhaps didn't even ask the Kashi the way Tarshish and Shabbos asked. What could you ask? The way we're explaining what Tarshish and Shabbos meant to ask was, that why is it the Mincha that Nesir doesn't, they were mevatel the mitzvah of Nesir's kapayim by Mincha. They weren't mevatel the mitzvah of Nesir's kapayim, and they weren't mevatel the whole tefillah's Mincha. And that just didn't bother asking. Because they went in to be mevatel the whole tefillah of Mincha. There won't be, it would come out, if you'd make such a gzera, it would come out that there would never be Mincha. No, nobody would ever daven Mincha because of the chash of Shichrus. When it comes to Nesir's kapayim, that were not, it doesn't bother us. They were mevatel the mitzvah of Nesir's kapayim by Mincha, because the kohanim already were nosei kapayim in the morning. So that's not, it's not being mevatel though. The Levush says in Hilchos Nesir's kapayim Shimon Kuf Chof Ches Shiv Gimel, kohen that a kohen shaola leduchim one time in the day, so he was already mekayim the mitzvah. And more than that, he's not mechuyev. And he says, and even if they said to him, they called out Kohanim and they told him, be over, go up, he's not mechuyev to go up. And he says, Dover is a svara. It's a svara that he's not mechuyev to go up to Duchen. Why? Because then The whole day they'll say, every time he'll hear that they say Kohanim, he'll have to go up to Duchen. So when is he going to do anything else? So he says, it's a mitzvah that the Torah gave once a day. That the mitzvah is the whole day. Over there, the Torah, when the Torah said, to put on tzitzit or to put on tefillin, the Torah didn't mean do it once a day. The Torah meant put it on and then wear it the whole day. So he says an interesting svara, because over there he could wear tefillin and yuchal asus kol tzrocho bod and olav. So he says bod by nesir's kapayim, you can't say that. Coming out, so what's he saying over here? There's a mitzvah asur in the kohanim. We know Shekapim, but the mitzvah says he is only once a day. The mitzvah is. So it comes out that once he was no Shekapim in the morning by Shachar, he was Mekayim, the mitzvah says here, the Torah said. Besides that mitzvah says, there's another halacha of being no Shekapim in the tefillah. The Chazal put it, they put Nesir Shekapim in the Seder tefillah, they made it part of davening. That halacha should have been by Mincha also. They should have put it into Mincha. But they were mevatel because of Shichrus. By being mevatel, the Nesir's kapayim by Mincha, they're not being mevatel the whole mitzvah. That's why they were able to be mevatel the mitzvah of Nesir's kapayim by Mincha. But if you're going to, but what are you going to say that you shouldn't dive in Mincha because of the chash of Shichrus? Then it'll come out that the one will never be the Mincha, you can't say you already daven once in the morning. You can't say that because each tefillah is a different inyan. It's shacharis and there's mincha. So the Chazal didn't want to be mevatel. They couldn't have been mevatel the whole tefillah's mincha because of the chash of shichrus. That's why Tosfos Be'ez didn't ask the kasha that way. All Tosfos asked was, is it shchiach? Is it not shchiach? That Tosfos says it depends what you're talking about. The gabbai shacharis and musaf. So by mincha it's shchiach shichrus. When you talk about Marv, it's not Shechir. We can go further, but this far we could take it a step further. I'll pee what I saw in a pamphlet that somebody, Rabbi Yitzchak Reitport, I think his name is, I found that painful revision. I'm sure about he was mavar by Arichas, the union of Nesius Kapayim by every day and by kneeling. That was have to be makir tovah to him from here that he was mefarz, that he was mavar this union the Arichas and makif toin. He seems, I don't know who he is, but he seems to be a big Talmud Chacham. So we're makir tovah to him that he put out this pamphlet in the shuls. He says over there that there's two dinim in the Nesius Kapayim. There's one thing is that that's a mitzvah to be nosek kapayim every day, like we just now saw in the Levush. Once a day, it's a mitzvah to be nosek kapayim. And there's another thing, it's a chelik, it's a seder tefillah to be nosek kapayim in the tefillah. And in the Beis Hamikdash, it's part of the avodah of the Beis Hamikdash to be nosek kapayim at least after the carbon tumid. According to Rambam and according to Tosfos, after Talmid Shabbat and Rabbi Moshe, and the pshat in that is that it's a siyua that helps that make that the carbon should be ola l'rotzen, and it helps the tefillah that the tefillah should be ola l'rotzen. And the Chazal put it into the tefillah after the davening. You have to make it's a eitzah that the Torah gave, that the Chazal gave. To make the tefillah be other l'rotzen, just like you have, and it fits in very good in a place where they put it, like you have ritzei. This talmud is supposed to be ola l'duchen by ritzei. That mamish word ritzei is that we're asking be rotzen b'amchay shavish tefillah. Like after the 13 middle brachas, the bakashas tiocha, so yes, Hashem should be merutzeh, be satisfied for a month. And the way, and another way, chutz from asking him to be satisfied with us, to do brechas kan, that makes the tefillah be ola l'rotzen. Yisra Hashem ponav elecha, saying Yor Hashem, all these things that may make the tefillah. That's another din. It's a din in tefillah, and it should have been every tefillah should have had Nesius Kapayim, and that's why when you can, you do it like the Moshe in Tiny Tzibur by Minche or Yom Kippur by Nila. Al Pizeh, it's even the Svar that we said before is even stronger, that the Pshad is like this. They were Mevat, when the Chazal were Mevat on Nesius Kapayim by Minche, they were only Mevat the second Deen, the Deen of Nesius Kapayim, which is part of the Tefillah. So that they were Mevat. They said that din we don't need by mincha. We shouldn't do it by mincha. But the etzim, the mitzvah essay that the kohen have a mitzvah every day to be nosek kapayim once a day, that they were never mevato. They didn't want to be mevato the whole mitzvah. They were mevato only the nesius kapayim of tefillah. That they left it. That's enough. You're mekayim that evening in the tefillahs shach in the morning. You could add on this maybe the famous word of the Meshech Chochma, that when they're about to Tkiyas Shofar on Shabbat, the Meshech Chochma is Yodua, that he says that the whole Shofar is to be Mevato, the Kitrug, the Sotan is Mekatri, and Tkiyas Shofar breaks the Kitrug of the Sotan. So when we don't blow Shofar on Shabbat, all in and is that we're afraid that one yid someplace we'll carry our bombers with Shusha Rabbins. We're worried about what one yid will do. It's kedai for us to be Moshe Nefesh and not stop the Sodom's Kitrug because of that. So that itself makes the biggest reach. That itself breaks all the Kitrugins, even without Kiyos. So the same thing you could say over here that all the whole Brechas Kanim is kedai to make the tefillah go up l'rotzen and remuchan to be mevater and to give away to not do that, not use that siyu and make the tefillah go up just because maybe we won't do it right. The pshat is the listening to it's not exactly the same like over there, but I call upon the meaning of listening to divrei chachamim that itself makes the tefillah go up l'rotzen. The not duchening, just like in Shacharis, the duchening makes the tefillah go up l'rotzen. Here, the not, the listening to the Chazal, that makes the tefillah go up l'rotzen. That you could add. Oh. According to all these, I was thinking to say a pshat in a Yerushalmi. it's different than the Mefarshim, but you do we find a lot of Gedolim that they used to say their own Pshatim in Yerushalmi. It's not like in Gemara, you don't do such things if you have Rashi and Tosis. But in Yerushalmi, many Gedolim did, they said their own Pshatim. So I also want to try to say my own Pshat in Yerushalmi in the beginning of this parak over here. And the Yerushalmi brings the whole Mishnah by us. The Beshlosha program by Hashem, Kran and Moshe Neskapayim, Abba, Pomim Bayam. And on that, the Yerushalmi says that we see from here that Shemispalim Abba. Since they're Neskapayim four times a day, why they know you're praying four times a day? Because there's four tefillahs. That means they used to daven four tefillahs in a day. And in Taniyos, they used to daven four tefillahs. That means there was the Mefarshim over there in Yerushalmi. Bring the Rambam says that they had a tefillahs musaf on a tiny sin. Musaf probably means you add another extra tefillah, another shmones. Nehila also same thing. It's, I don't think. The Ne'ilah of Taniyos, I don't think it means Ne'ilah like on Yom Kippur, the Nusach of Yom Kippur. It means another tefillah before Ne'ilah Shem, before the end of the Akopon. The Yerushalmi, it's posher to the Yerushalmi that when it says Nosim Eskapayim, it's part of tefillah. That's like we're saying over here, that Nosim Eskapayim is an inner tefillah. But further, the Yerushalmi adds a line, it says like this. The Yisra is Kapov, Al Yispal. Let him be Nosei is Kapov and not be Mispal. The Kashim. So what's the Kashim? We'll soon see. So the Mishami answers, no. Matzonu Tfilah below Nosei is Kapov. Below Matzonu Nosei is Kapov below Tfilah. What do you want? That we should be Nosei Kapov without Tfilah. You don't find such a thing. You can't do such a thing. So it's not move on. What did he want? You should be Nosei Eskapayim. So what should they do? They should be Nosei their Kapayim four times a day, the Yerushalmi one, without Tefillah. Why should they do it four times a day? If it's part of Tefillah, we understand that they made it in the Tefillah. But why should they do this? I don't think I have a clear answer from the Mefarshim and the Yerushalmi on this. And what's the tense of the Yerushalmi? No. You can't do it four times a day. Because long that summer, the CS got pine below tefillah. So it's also hard to understand. But you do find it. According to what we were saying, so the first din of the CS got pine is a din to be noticed if there wouldn't have been tefillahs. So there would have been a mitzvah to bring 10 people together and the kohanim should be noticed got pine. So what's long that summer? But the Bam is Lama Tzana because the Seder, they made the Seder that you should do it in the Tefillah. But theoretically, it could have been without Tefillah. So what's the Lama Tzana? The Mefarshim say Pshat in here. But I was thinking, according to what we're saying, to say a Pshat. First of all, what was the Kashi? The Yisham asked a Kashi. The Yisha as Kappa, Val Yispel. Let him be Yosha as Kappa and not be misspelled. What does that mean? When should he do that? He should do it Abba Pamim Bayam L'chor it means. They should be Nosis Kapan. And it could be, you could say like this. According to what we were talking, there's two dinim in Nosis Kapan. There's a regular din of Nosis Kapan, the Kanim should be Duchen every day. And then there's a din in Tfil. So we saw in the Levush that the Levush says that there's a mitzvah to be Nosei Kapayim once a day. But if they want, they can do it as many times as they want. That's the Levush says that before. He says if a Kohen wants, he can be Nosei, he could go around from minion to minion and Duchen as many times as he wants. And he says, in Gir Chaykoi Rawas L'Duchen Pam Shei Bayam B'tzibur Acher, he can do it. But he says, Tzorich Iyun, in Tzorich Lavorich, Pam Shnei Shekin Shana, The Mitzvah of Tzvon Avos Am Yisrael, if he can make a bracha a second time, she's punim lekan or lekan. Hakoponim, he has a strong tzad that he can make a bracha a second time. What's the pshat? The Mitzvah says every time you do it, in this it is similar to tefillin. He said it's not like tefillin, but in this it is that the whole day you can do it. Tefillin is more than that. It's the whole day is one long continued. Every minute it's a mitzvah. The Torah meant to wear it all day, and we hear not. But a kopanim, it's a nice mitzvah. You can do it as many times as you want to a day. That's a nice mitzvah of Nesius Kapan. They never were mavato because of shichrus. They were mavato the din and say they had tefillah. They took it out. This what every tefillah is machayv Nesius Kapan. That they took out because by minchat shchiach shichrus. It could be that the Yerushalmi is asking a kasha. Sof goes off, it comes out that they never were mevato that mitzvah of binose kapayim in itself. They're only mevato in the seder tefillah part. So let him binose kapayim without tefillah, because that is, since there's a heter to binose kapayim as many times a day as he wants. And we never found any place it should say that it's also if a kohen finds a minyan. The diamonds in the afternoon, but it's hard to find such a material. The diamond shachris in the afternoon, but there are. You find it in certain places. So let's say a kohen would want to go and duchen in the afternoon. But after he duchen, it's also for him to walk in and duchen. It's not also. So even though they took it out of tefillas hamincha, but they never took out that part. The etzem mitzvah they didn't took out, and it'll help to make a mitzvah for the Kohen. So typically, of the first being, it should be, there should be a heter to duchen in each tefillah, even by mincha. Kidei, it'll be a toeles, it'll help to make the tefillah go up l'rotzen. So let it be mutter to be nosei kabayim without tefillah. From that, the Yerushalmi says a text, lo matzonu nesis kabayim below tefillah. You don't find it without tefillah. So we wanted to understand what the Yerushalmi means. Over here, I want you to bring a Ran in the first paragraph of Tainish. Even if the whole piece of Torah is not good, but just to know this Ran alone is Kedai. It's Kedai the whole thing. The Ran says like this. The Gemara in the first paragraph, that it says that there are no tiny tzibur in Bolo. Only Tisha B'av Bovat. There's no tiny tzibur in Bolo. And the question is why? Why is there no such thing as tiny tzibur in Bolo? There's different pshatim over here. The Ran brings the Ramban that he says a new pshat. There's no smich in Bolo. You can't give smich in Bolo. So it comes out that the Dayanim in Bovod are called Hedyotish. V'lo smuchim, they don't have smuchim. Another thing, V'lo ha'elam nosi shetek zerasa kayem as I'll call Yisroel. So it comes out, there's nobody to make a gzera to be gozer on everybody at times. You don't have a nosi. And you don't have a bezin that have smicha to make a gzera of tainis on the tzibur. So that because of that, how do you fit all these tainasim that are mentioned in the first bag, how do you do it? So the Ran says, everybody has to be mekabel on themselves. Doesn't mean that a person can patter himself from fasting. He can say, I'm not there. There's no nasi. There's no smuchim. I don't have to fast. That's clear. Not like that. The Mishnah says a few times, bezdin gozer. The Mishnah has over. And it doesn't mean bubble is any different. Only what? The bezdin is gozer, that every yochid has to be mekabel on himself. The tiny. There's a thing Kabbalah's time is there in the first paragraph of the Gemara says. But when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, and over there you have a Nasi, the Nasi can make a Gzera and everybody has to listen to him. That is called a tiny Tzibur. Why? So the Ram says, Fish Gzera, so Kemis al Kulam, the Kulam Basregri, and everybody has to listen to him. So it has a din of a tiny. And he says further that it becomes like Yom Kippur. Well, that if it wasn't for the Nasi or the Beis Din Smuchim that would go to the Tainis, there wouldn't be the five Inuim, the five things that you have to do in Yom Kippur besides fasting, the not to wear shoes and not to wash yourself. That's only in the Nasi or Beis Din Smuchim of Gozer. So he says why? Because then it becomes like Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is Al Kol Yisrael. So this also it's a Klal Tainis. Why? Because the Nasi was Gozer. So what do you see from me? But if the Yechidim fast, that means if Beis Din was Gozer and Yechidim, that they should be Mekabel in themselves. How the way it's done in Bava, with Bava, what happens? Beis Din says that everybody should be Mekabel Tainis on themselves. It is a Tainis. And the Ram says that they say the Chof Dalet Brochus, the whole Seder that the Mishnah, the Mishnais in the second part talk about, it is over there. That means it says, Shekot Tziba Mitztavi Mishanus. They can do the whole Tziba is Mitztavi Mishanus, but it's still not on that Madrega of Eretz Yisrael when the Nasi is Gozer. It comes out when you have a Nasi being Gozer there, Maximamish Achdus of the whole Tziba becomes like one, because they're all listening to one Nasi, and that becomes a Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur is on Kol Yisrael. It's also on Kol Yisrael, even though the tiniest of Bolo is also a tiniest that everybody does and everybody's machuyev to do, and the Gemara gives terrible clothes to somebody who's parish minat tzibur, the Gemara in the first parak that he's not. But still, there's not that madreg of tzibur as in Eretz Yisrael, because every yachid was mekabel himself. So it's something every yachid does. So you can have a lot of comes out there. There's three madregas comes out. There's madreg of yechidim, then there's a madreg of a lot of yechidim, and then there's a madreg of tzibur that becomes like one. That's enough. Now, I want to say a double nifla, b'shem Rabbi Yisrael at Diskin. I don't know if anybody knows it. There's a sefer that came out around 20 years ago, or a little more, from the Katzenberg and family of Rabbi Falk Katzenberg, Be'er Roy. And in the back of it, he brings pieces from Rabbi Yisrael at Diskin from Ksavim that he put out. The less Mefursim than the others. From. He said like this, Rabbi Yisrael said, why do you say Behur Achim before Marv? We start Marv with Behur Achim. It says like this. There's this problem that the Ram said, that Tfilah Sabbis were shoes, so there was no Beis Din that were Gozer to be Mispal. So what makes it a Tfilah B'tzibur? How are you going to have the Marv of Tfilah B'tzibur? And the Gemara says in the first pair, the Gemara brings the Pasuk Behur Achim. Where is it? Oh, you know what it says like this? That it says two. It says a pasuk. Vayfatu befiim. L'shanim yechazulah. Libe monachin imonemer befrisim. They didn't daven with kavon. Ad kidei kach. It's such a strong lotion. It's called a vayfatu. They tucked him in. And yechazulah. It's false. And still, v'ruyachum yechazulah. That's the next pasuk. So. The Gemara says, why is that? Because it's Betzibur. So Betzibur, there's a Vuhurachim Yechab Ravon, even when it's Vayfatu and it's Yechazu. And by Marv, we have a problem with that. It's missing in Tzvila Betzibur, because Tzvila Zavis Rishu, so it's not a Bezin, we're not doing it our pre Bezin. So that we say, but still, we're Mispal Vuhurachim Yechab Ravon, it should be Kiyu, it's a Tzvila Betzibur. That's what Rabbi Yisrael Eibson. You see that Rabbi Yisrael Eib understood from the Ram that every Tfilah B'tzibur is like that. That it's not just that 10 people got together. Even though without this whole priest, I would have understood that since the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, I'll call Be'asar Shechin Tishar, the Shechinah rests on, it doesn't matter. Even if 10 people are sitting there doing nothing, but the Shechinah rests on 10 Yidin. And that makes it Tfilah B'tzibur. But Rabbi Shalab understood that you need more than that. I'll be this wrong. You need the listening to the Chazal, they're all doing Alpi Chazal, so that makes them a Tzibur, it puts them all together. And by Marv, there's a Chesaron. According to that, I wanted to say Pshat in the Rishami's Tered, that the Rishami's Kashim, if it's Emes, what we're saying, that was the Rishami's Kashim, what was the Kashim? That the Enoch and Ami, the Chazal, were Mevato, the Din of Nesius Kapayim in Tefillah,
But I used that they weren't mevatel the etzim mitzvah of nesius kapayim. So let's do it, medim the mitzvah itself, that you're allowed to do it whenever you want to. So they don't do it in tefillah, but what could be wrong? You'll do it. Do it after davening. You do it. You do it after davening, and it'll be a segula to make the tefillah go up. That was the cash. The teretz is when you do it in the tefillah. You need minyan. There's a din of a minyan. There's a din of a sora by nesius kapayim. So when you do it in the tefillah, it's mamish in the middle of the tefillah. So then you have a minyan because they're listening to the chachamim and davening. That makes the 10 people. That puts them all together like one. The tefillah, which is al pi chazal, makes them like one. So you have a minyan. So then you can be nosy kapayim. But that they were mevatel. The chazal were mevatel. Hell, what do you want to do by yourself? You want to take 10 people after davening and duchat. So lo matzono, it won't be a minyan because there was no, because they already duchat in the morning. So you have no mitzvah. You want to do it midin because it's a mitzvah to duchat. Because there is such a mitzvah, there is such a chefter of a mitzvah. But that's not considered a minyan because they're not, well, what puts them together? What makes them live together? No, nobody told you to do it. So what makes you together? So that's a pshat. Lomotzon and disease going below tefillah. That if you want to have a tefillah to make the 10 people together, to put the 10 people together, so the nisius kapayim also won't have a minyan. That you could say, but derech efsha. You can see pshat in Yerusha. I just wanted to add that it fits in, this whole thing fits in very good with the lashon of Berachas Kohanim. The whole thing is lashon yachid. It's you need a minyan, you need 10 people. It should have said you varch achem or pun of aleichem. It should have said a lashon rabbi, and it says al. The point of Eilecha, it's everything below Shem Yochid, because the way it's done, Ali B'Demis is in such a matzav when the 10 people are ba'achdas, are together like one. So that's when Birchas Kohanim is done.